Thank you for holding. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Yes, Morgan, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, well, I have a bad headache. I got a letter from my bank telling me that your company had approved, without proper identification, someone's making a purchase using my name and address back in August for $49.97 online. And I think the purchase was made on the weekend, so there was no possible way that the business could have called in for verification of identification. But evidently, the buyer knew that. Now, we don't make purchases on the internet. We did that a very long time ago when the internet first was around, and we had problems. So we stopped doing that. Deliveries were never to be seen. So we stopped doing that, and we stick to going into the store, or else we'll do without whatever it is that we intended on buying. It's inconvenient, but that doesn't matter. Now, nothing bothers me worse than having someone steal my identity. Both my wife and I are disabled and we're retired, and we've lived our life, and to have someone steal our identity through means that I'm suspect of is really, really annoying. And I don't know who Improved Quick Evolution is. That's the name of the company that they made the purchase from. Back in August of last year. It's taken all this time. Now, my bank sent me a letter. I received it today saying that they're going to reverse the provincial credit on my account for $49.97. I can little afford that.
Yes, sir. What was
But
your first and last name?
my first name is Robert. Last name is Cheresken. Cheresken. It could be under Carol.
Yes, sir. I have an account for
C-A-R.
Robert. What was your mailing address?
I beg your pardon?
I have an account for Robert. What was your mailing address?
Yes, it's 5133 Harvest Moon Lane,
Yes,
Las
sir.
Vegas, Nevada, 89107-2846.
Yes, sir. It looks like there was an order that was placed for an Ultra Bar. However, this order was placed in November, not August.
Oh, November. Okay.
Yes, sir. It shows us that order was placed for the shipping handling of $7.45. And
Oh,
it shows us it
no,
was.
that one was taken care of. This one preceded it.
Yes, sir. When did you place the order for the $7.45 for the Ultra Bar, the power saver?
No.
Yes,
That
sir.
one
Well,
was satisfied.
it shows that
That one
order.
was taken care of.
Yeah, sir. It shows us that order was delivered on November 13th at 2:54 p.m.
Oh, yeah, I know what that was. That was for a watch. That one I did make.
No, sir. This is for Ultra Bar, like a power saver. It's for a plug-in into the wall.
Plug-in into the wall. Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember that thing.
Yes, sir. When you place the order for the Ultra Bar, that's an entry gift into our monthly subscription.
Yeah, I received that.
Yes, sir. So since you disputed that charge, it puts your account into the chargeback because you did place the order.
Yeah, I placed the order for the for that thing. That
yes,
thing
sir.
I have.
So that's where the charge for the 49.97 came from.
No. That this is for improved quick evolution?
It would have come from the order that was placed for the Ultra Bar, the power saver.
The power saver was $49.97?
Whenever you placed that order for that power saver, you only have to pay the shipping and handling for it, which was $7.45. However, that's an entry gift into our subscription. You get a $125 gift card for the $49.97.
Is that possible? She's saying that it was for that power saver. And what was it? A subscription to what?
So that's an entry gift into our monthly subscription where you get the $125 gift card for $49.97. That gift card would have been emailed to robert.cherieskin@yahoo.com.
I didn't get any subscription or card for anything. It was just the plug-in gizmo.
Yeah, so that would have been emailed. If you didn't receive that email, you would have had to call in to state that. However, since that dispute was filed on the charge, it put your account into a chargeback.
No, I didn't receive that.
Yeah, so you would have had to call in to state that before filing the dispute. Your account's in a chargeback now because of the dispute?
Nope. I had no idea that it was $50 for that.
Yes, sir. It's on the website when you place the order. However, because you disputed the charge after placing the order, your bank verified that you did order that product and they put your account into a chargeback. So they verified that the order was placed.
Well, I got $7.95. I thought that was finished. I thought that was for that.
Yeah, so if you didn't want to continue to the subscription, again, you would have had to call in to cancel that. However, instead of calling in to cancel, you disputed the charge. When you dispute the charge, your bank issues a temporary refund during the dispute process. But if your bank verifies that you did, in fact, place the order, they'll take that temporary refund away for a false dispute and return it back to the merchant, which would have been us.
No idea. That's why I don't do this stuff. So how do I stand with that?
The account was canceled. Your bank has already put your account into a chargeback, so there's nothing else we can do.
Oh, great. So I have a subscription to something I don't need?
No, that account was canceled once that chargeback was issued.
Okay. And the 49 that went back, so improved quick evolution is that, right?
That's correct. It's already been charged back. So your bank has already returned it to the merchant, which would be us.
Which would be you.
That's correct. The number you're calling.
All right. Now I'm totally... Okay. Now this happened just after this accident that I had. I have a... concussion. So I have no clue what you're talking about. Would you please send me a letter explaining this to me? Because I don't understand what you're talking about.
We don't have a way to send a letter like that. That would be something you would have to ask your bank for.
I'd have to ask my bank for it.
That's correct. We don't have a way to do something like that.
nuts. all right, I've been trying to figure out where I'm going to plug that thing in to the wall. I don't know what I bought it for in the first place. Well, anyway. All right. Well, it is what it is. Thanks very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer support. You have a great day.